Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Are you one of the estimated 30 million Americans who have money that is waiting to be recovered? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It is called unclaimed money, and at any given time, the state governments are flush with more than $10 billion in unclaimed money and other property. But banks, businesses, government agencies, and other entities have at least as much, if not more, from dormant accounts or from checks that were never cashed. So I want to talk to you about, given the current financial pinch, isn't this good timing to make such a discovery? Here's how you find out if you have money you don't know about. Go to your state's unclaimed property division and do a search free of charge of your name. For women, I always like to say, make sure you remember to enter your maiden name, your married name, and any other name you might have used professionally. And if you have lived in multiple states, be sure to search each one. And remembering your past addresses will be very helpful in your search. There are many sites available that will search for you, allegedly for free, but they will actually charge you a fee, either in the fine print or on the second page of a simple Let's Get Started Online invitation. So I strongly suggest that you not take them up on their offer. They appear free, but in order to access the site, you must give too much information, including a credit card number. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.